The Avos instituted tefillah, Avraham Shacharis, Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov Meirev. So we understand Shachar is the morning, it's the morning service, and Meirev Erev is nighttime. But where does the name Mincha come from? What does it mean? Why is it our afternoon service called Mincha? So the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayah says that's what the word means. That late afternoon is called Mincha. And therefore, that's late afternoon is known as Mincha, hence the prayer is called Mincha. As the Avidrum writes as well, it refers to, it means at the time when the sun is setting, therefore it's called Mincha. Others point out Tosis in Psachim, Kuf Zayin Amin Aleph, explains that why is our afternoon tefillah called Mincha? Because he says, the carb, we brought a Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. So the afternoon Karban Tamid was brought with a mincha, meaning a mincha, i.e. a flower offering. And therefore, the tefillah that corresponds to mincha is called mincha. Even though it's true in the morning, it was also, as we'll see, the Vilna Gaon will explain, but we go by the more generic name, Shacharis. So the Tosis writes that when it say mincha, referring to the carbon mincha that was brought, the flower offering that was brought together. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon points out similarly in the Shnos Eliyahu that we find the halacha is, we know, according to the Chachamim, we could, Machokas in the Mishnah, we could daven mincha until sunset. So the Vilna Gaon points out, but if mincha is corresponding to the karban mincha, we know the Gemara tells us that the karban mincha was not slaughtered later than 8.5 hours into the day. So if that's true, why should we, if it's connected to karban, why should we be able to daven past that? So the Vilna Gaon says, similarly, the mincha prayer was instituted not for the karban tamid Joe ben Abayim, but for the mincha offering, the flower offering that came with the karban tamid, and that you could be brought to the end of the day, or you know, a plaga mincha according to Rabbi Yehuda. You ask, as Tosis mentioned, why by the tamid shel ben arbayim we follow the flower offering, but in the morning prayer we don't. We don't call it that. So the Vilna Gaon explains this because it's all part of, becomes like one entity, becomes all the offerings together, and it's called the Karban Tamid. So in the morning, he says, the reason why we covey the time of prayer is because we want to go, since we're beginning, so we want to know in the beginning. So the beginning of that entity, that was the Karban itself. So if we're beginning something, we want to say, we want to call it by the beginning, so therefore, it's called the Karban Tamid. But in the afternoon, the Karban Mincha is the last part, is the final part of the Karban. And therefore we go with the Karban Mincha. Right, so therefore he says, and we, by Mincha, we go by the end. So you have the Rambam that says that's what late afternoon is called, and the Avidrum seems to say that as well. That's when the sun's setting. Tosis brings down, we're talking about the Karban Mincha as the flower, not the Tamid Mincha, the actual Karban Tamid. And Tosis, in his second answer on Kuf Zayin Imsachim, refers us back to the Gemara in Brachas, Vav Amud Beis, the story with Eliyahu HaNavi when he was fighting against the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, trying to get the Jewish people to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had the contest with the fire coming down. So the Gemara says, why is Mincha so special? Because that was the time they answered Eliyahu HaNavi's prayer. So So perhaps Eliyahu was bringing a karban mincha, meaning a flower, a mincha offering at the time. And therefore, is to remind us that it's a special time. We're mesugel to answer all of prayer. So therefore, shacharis, it means morning, ma'ariv means zayway mincha. So either it's referring to not the carbon tamen shel ba'avaya, but the mincha. And as the Vilna Gaon says, but the mincha, so we're talking about the end of the end of the. It's all part of the same entity, but the beginning, it's talking. We care about shacharis, so it's called shachar. Well, mincha, we're looking to the end of the day. So that's the last thing that was done. You have the Rambam. That's what it means. It's called mincha because it means late afternoon. Well, you have this connection to Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu was the answer to mincha, and therefore it's a special time. To be answered in our tefillahs. And of course, I say pragmatically as well, besides fundamentally, mincha is the hardest tefillah because shachar is, generally speaking, not always, sometimes it's hard in the winter, but generally you could always wake up earlier and daven, and ma'ariv you could always daven later. Mincha is a time in the middle of the day, and you have to find time to daven. But that's a pragmatic answer. Others point out that's a special time period of mincha, and hence the name mincha, what it's referring to. So, either whether mincha means late afternoon, it's called mincha, just like a shachar is a ma'ariv, or as others suggest, the Vilna Gaon and Tosfos, that no, it's referring to the karban mincha, the flour offering that was brought together with the Talmud Rabbeinu Abayim, or as the second answer in Tosfos, it's referring to Eliyahu. It reminds us of Eliyahu when he davened on Har HaKarmel, during this special time of Ace Ratzon.